The DA notes the adjustment appropriation budget presented today by the MEC for Finance, Mutlale Pulehosho. The adjustment budget is an attempt by government to deal with the challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic, but there is still room for improvement. Adjustments to the value of almost 570 million have been proposed, redirecting funding towards various departments. The main beneficiary, of course, under the adjustment budget is the Department of Health, which is in crucial need of funding to address all health-related challenges during this period. The DA welcomes the reduction in funding to non-service delivery departments under the governance cluster, specifically the Office of the Premier and the Legislature. However, the reduced funding to the Departments of Social Development and Agriculture is cause for concern. The Department of Social Development holds a crucial function to address the socio-economic challenges experienced by many families across the province as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the economic impact of the lockdown. Many more people will become independent on social relief as a result of massive job losses and reductions in household income. The DA has motivated that the extension of social relief should consider a voucher system rather than the procurement and delivery of food parcels. This will allow desperate families to buy food when they need it at their closest grocery stores. We therefore reject the reduction in funding and motivated for additional funding to be made available. The Northwest is predominantly rural province. The reduction of funding towards the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development will place strain on the support of farmers and farming communities, especially since the impact of the drought continues to put strain on the sector. This department has a massive task towards food security and farmer support. The DA cannot support the downward adjustment in funding of this department, especially when the need is so great. The DA will closely monitor the additional 10 million allocated to the Department of Arts and Culture, which has lately been nothing but a department of condolences. We recommended that the additional funding should go towards relief of provincial artists who have been unable to perform as a result of the lockdown. The DA previously wrote to the MEC for Arts and Culture, Virginia Tlhapi, requesting details on the support offered to assist during the lockdown, but we received an unsatisfactory response. We hope that artists will not suffer the same fate. The DA supports the adjustment budget, taking all the amendments that we proposed into consideration, including a tightened monitoring of the COVID-19 expenditure by provincial treasury. As always, we will keep a close eye on each and every budget vote. I thank you.